So I just first wanted to thank you, those who made this conference possible. It's a conglomeration of cultural institutes in Riga called UNIC, and in this case UNIC is consisting of British Council, Danish Institute, French Institute, Goethe Institute, and Nordic Ministers Council Office here in Riga. They were the ones who financed this, and also cultural state endowment for culture from Latvia. So I represent here a festival, Skanimeža, that is a more or less practical organizer of the event. Carsten Zeffert, who spoke, is the curator. He was he chose most of the speakers and topics, and I will shortly speak on the situation of sound art in Latvia. And when we are often used to talk about Soviet regime as sort of a watershed, not just in political but also in social life and in culture, and of course in a more academical speech or research, if one was defining sound art in Latvia, one could take into account the Soviet regime. However, there's the fact that even in the West, sound art came into wider social awareness after the fall of Berlin Wall. Although it has been around for some decades, sound art, it just recently, with the dawn of computer technologies, evolved from more or less purely audio sculptural or environmental experience into more easily manipulated and therefore more popular and subjective art form that has also somewhat blurred the concept of what sound art actually is. I'm speaking from a viewpoint of an organizer and of experimental music event, and for ourselves, sound art, we became aware of sound art very late actually. Our first conscious encounter with it was the work of Christina Kubisch in Berlin 2004 at the Research Institute for Naval Engineering. It was a stunning piece in its poetic dealing with the industrial space. And it became clear that it would be very easy to set up something similar in Riga with its abandoned industrial buildings, which were not yet at that time converted into shopping malls. So that is how we came up upon the idea to integrate sound art works in Skanimeža. We were mainly interested in various aspects of innovative music and saw this as an extension, sound art as an extension of it, and a possibility to use unusual spaces of Riga. It has never been naturally, it has not been a niche of sound art in Latvia, but I guess there are people who, even without knowing the term, anticipated sound art. There were kinetic artists like Valdis Cēnums. Although he actually didn't deal with sound, but he didn't do it intentionally, because he dealt mainly with light and kinetic objects, but, and he said that he cannot deal with everything. He would have liked to deal with sound as well. Then there was installation artists Andris Breže and the poet, and Sarmīt Māliņa, who had both had sound objects, but they never have, I think, thought of them as part of sound art. Also, younger artists, Normans Zelš, and of course, people like performance art pioneer Hardy Sledinč, with his predilection for sound, also would have expected it. So, but when it comes to those who already awarely from the turn of the millennium started to work with sound. It was first, I think, encountered from a perspective of environmental recording. I remember that back in 2000 in summer on a remote Latvian village on the west coast, there was Valdemar Johanssons and Kirill Lomonos, who was then in charge of a record label Hope Records. They were recording environmental sounds, which they afterwards fairly enough turned into music. And at the same time, one of the people mostly dealing with sound art from an environmental perspective, but like from, I would say, more with a sound as an object, not as a musical pattern, is Maksims Šentiļevs, who is actually present here. He's an architect. And definitely he has very good presentations on how he deals with small sounds and very good PowerPoint or whatever presentations. So it would be good for those interested in it to see his work sometime. And then there was a new media people who were very progressive, even on the in the context of the wider world. It was Greek C organization run by Rasta Schmidt and Reit Schmidt, and they were the ones who also brought up pure sound art, but more like part of media art. So, we ourselves organized initially sound art works specifically for places in Riga, and a couple of them can be seen on pictures now. For instance, this was in one old machinery factory, which is now being converted in a huge shopping mall. It's a work by Oskar Spoikans. It's called 12.4 meter long tube in Fa base, and he was an artist, a visual artist who became later re-educated himself as an architect. And next one is, and this is specifically made work by Tommy Grönlund and Petri Nissonen, two Finnish architects. Also, the work was installed in the same factory, and there are radiation readers in each of those dishes, and then they turn into sound, and the sound actually occurs just in a very narrow line which you pass through when you walk between those two dishes. It's just audible at a very short moment when you put your head into this direct line. So later in 2007, we organized the predecessor of the next year's sound art exhibition called, of course I forgot to mention that Max Eastick presented his work in a church in Riga in 2005. Max Easley is present here too. But a bigger event where we saw the necessity to speak of sound art as we were not very precise because much of it maybe was musical, but a bigger event was Scana 2 exhibition in 2007. So, and I will just play some short snippets of Kristina Kupisch was invited there also to present, to make her electromagnetic works in in a, Andre hosted in a, it's a building which is now turned into a big wholesale liquor place.
Toma.
Riga and I made actually more of a musical ambient piece based on by manipulating environmental recordings from Riga.
First year.